Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Thousands and thousands without power, you can do something about it. You call Herb Electric and ask for a whole house installed Generac generator. Full disclosure, my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, I down there all the time. I get abused all the time, but I'm down there all the time. I'm telling you, these guys are great. We bought a whole house Generac generator installed by Herb Electric, and that thing works great, including yesterday. All the power going on and off, after a few nanoseconds, you hear this wonderful sound. And the generator comes on, all the lights come on, all the power, it's wonderful. Thousands of people without power, and I keep telling you, get a whole house Generac generator installed by Herb Electric. And now, because I've been talking to these guys, you got to get special financing. You got to get special financing for my people. And they said, okay, fine, Dimitri, you're right again. So now they have special financing. So your monthly payment will be very low, and yet you can now protect your family, keep them safe, keep them secure. Thousands of people without power for how many days now? And now the weather forecast, it's going to be snowing. It's going to be below freezing and no power. Are you friggin' kidding me? Take care of your family, for God's sake. Get a whole house Generac generator purchased and installed right the first time by Herb Electric. Give them a call. Tell them Dimitri sent me. Got to get a whole house Generac generator installed, Herb Electric, and I want the special financing. This is unacceptable to me. Anybody living without power these days, especially right now, it just, these electric companies, they're just monopolies. And they have legal price fixing. They just ask the government, how much can we charge? The government says, you can charge them this much. And there's no competition. They're not motivated to fix this stuff. It's the same story year after year after year, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse with these power outages. Herb Electric, my clients, I like them, except for Klempa. And get a whole house installed Generac generator. This whole show this morning brought to you by Herb Electric. My full disclosure, my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, I use them, I love them, except for Klempa. So there's that. All right, fine. Next. Hypocritical Christians. There are a number of Christians who are Christian Zionists. Zionist is someone who believes that Israel was the, I'm paraphrasing here, that there's a, that because the Jewish people are the chosen people, they have a special right to the land in the Middle East, Judea and all this kind of stuff. And so the Zionism movement is to have a state, a country for Jewish people throughout the world. Now, I have no problem with that, frankly. It's a mess. It always has been a mess. But the concept, I don't mind. Because everybody wants their own country. The Kurds want their own country. They're, you know, all the different people want their own countries. Can't blame any of them. I really can't. But the strongest supporters of this country called Israel that has lost me as a supporter, I must tell you, when Israel loses Dimitri, that's pretty bad. I must tell you. And these Epstein files was it. That's the deal breaker. That's it. Forget it. These Christian Zionists are the strongest supporters. You would think there'd be Jewish Americans who would be the strongest supporters, and some certainly are. But a lot of Jewish Americans are not strong supporters of Israel because they understand what kind of evil this country has done. Lots and lots of really, really bad things for their own survival. They've made a lot of bad choices. They can get away with it because they purchased so many of the American politicians, and I do not blame Israel for that. The American politicians set up this system on purpose so that they could make millions and millions and millions of dollars. They want to be purchased. That's why they've made this system. Israel's simply taking advantage of the system that the politicians have set up. That's all this is. So these Christian Zionists, like Ted Cruz and some of these others, including Franklin Graham, are all in. And God help you if you do not agree with Israel leading around the President of the United States and Israel dictating a policy here in America. In fact, our Congress might as well be called the Knesset West. That's how bad it is. But I literally don't blame Israel. They're taking advantage of the system that these politicians of ours have created. That's why these guys become multimillionaires almost overnight. But Franklin Graham, great Christian leader, maybe he should practice what he preaches. I don't know. What do I know about Christianity? What do I know about religion? I'm the last person on this earth to talk about religion. I'm so naive regarding like the chosen people, that God chose Jewish people to be the chosen people. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe it isn't. I can't speak for God. But it was always my impression that Zeus preferred Greeks. I'd go be going around telling, you know, my people are actually the chosen people. Just ask Zeus. But I've been told, not the Greeks. You're not the chosen people. So Franklin Graham, a Christian Zionist, leader of one of the leaders of Christianity here in America. Listen to what he did to Tucker Carlson, because Tucker Carlson has had the nerve to stand up and say, no, what Israel's doing is wrong and we should not be party to this.
As I don't hate Christian Zionists, I'm deeply frustrated with some evangelical leaders who are not preaching Christianity, but some sick, weird, culty version of it that puts Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of Jesus. And that's not Christianity. It's totally wrong. And some of them are quite ruthless, I've learned personally. Franklin Graham, for example. I went in to see Trump, and Trump says, I just got a letter from Franklin Graham calling you an anti-Semite. Franklin Graham, an anti-Semite, really? Yes, and it's right here. He showed it to me. So I leave the meeting, and I immediately call Franklin Graham. I'm like, what? Why would you call me an anti-Semite? And why didn't you call me first? If you think I'm an anti-Semite, wouldn't you want to persuade me not to be? Because that's a pretty ugly thing to be. And as a Christian, as a fellow Christian, you want to talk? He wouldn't take my call. I went back and forth texting with his assistant like all day. Well, when can I speak to him? Maybe next week. He's learning to be a private pilot. I'm like, he's 74. He doesn't have time to at least account for a letter that he sent to Trump calling me an anti-Semite and telling Trump never to talk to me again. I'm like, that behavior is so unchristian and so low, so sneaky, so dishonest that it offends me as a Christian to see it conducted in the name of Jesus. I just think that that's really wrong. I don't think I have a monopoly on the truth. I don't think I'm a very good Christian. I'm not. But I don't think that's Christianity. I just don't.
Yep. No question about it. Even Franklin Graham. And it gets a lot worse. It gets a lot worse. Tucker Carlson is being targeted. In fact, let me get this thing here. Just bear with me here as I get this thing up, because this is pretty serious stuff. This is really, really bad stuff. But you need to hear this. Our federal government is doing nothing about the billionaire boys club of rapists connected with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing at all. However, turns out that our government is doing something about someone it does not like. Tucker Carlson. Because Tucker Carlson had the nerve to stand up and say, no, what Israel is doing is wrong and we should not be following Israel's lead. Our federal government, try to wrap your mind around this. This is the Trump administration. Our federal government is now targeting Tucker Carlson. Oh, you don't believe me, huh?
So the other day I found out that the CIA is preparing some kind of criminal referral against me, a crime report, to the Department of Justice on the basis of a supposed crime I committed. What's that crime? Well, talking to people in Iran before the war. They read my texts. So the crime under consideration apparently would be the Foreign Agent Act or something like that, acting as an agent of a foreign power. And I don't expect this to go anywhere. I'm not too worried about an actual criminal case against me for a bunch of reasons. One, I'm not an agent of a foreign power. unlike a lot of people commenting on U.S. politics and global affairs, I have only one loyalty, and that's the United States, and have never acted against it. Its interests are the only interests I care about because I'm from here and I have a lot of kids. So that's not a concern. I've also never taken money from anybody. Don't need it, don't want it, and that's provable. And moreover, it's my job to talk to everybody all the time and try and figure out what's happening around the world. That's literally what I do for a living, and I'm not going to stop doing that. Nor should I don't think. I'm also an American, so I can talk to anybody. I have no secrets to divulge. So legally, I think the case is ludicrous, and I doubt it will even become a case. I'm bringing this up for a couple of reasons, though, and they're pretty obvious. One is that countries tend to become more authoritarian in wartime. It's just the nature of war. People are dying. The stakes are high. People's emotions have risen to a very high point, to a crescendo. And so there's much less tolerance for any kind of dissent in the homeland. The irony, of course, is the United States fights wars on behalf of freedom, but there's always less of it here in our country during war. So that's a widely recognized phenomenon, and it's likely to happen now too. Another point to make that is worth knowing is that the USIC, the intelligence agency, spy on Americans. Now, you probably knew that, and it's been revealed a lot, including by Julian Assange and Ed Snowden, both of whom are threatened with death for revealing it, but everyone knows. But it's probably a little more widespread than most people understand, and it's outrageous. There's no justification for your government, which you own, you're a shareholder in it, you pay for it, to be violating your privacy like this. But it happens all the time. And in fact, one of the reasons that CIA or people within CIA, just to be clear, it's a huge, sprawling, disconnected agency. What it does in a specific case doesn't represent what everybody in the building thinks, but there are some people who are mad at me for my views about Israel. And they have some latitude. And one of the reasons they pass on criminal complaints, in effect, to law enforcement is to justify warrants for spying on Americans. So that is an absolutely real thing. But the main reason they do it is to leak the existence of the investigation, such as it is, to the media, and then humiliate and terrify the subjects of this op. And that's, of course, happened to me repeatedly, many times. Including in famously 2021 when I was still at Fox News and trying to set up an interview with Vladimir Putin, and the NSA, I heard from someone there, had grabbed my text messages with an American citizen and had leaked them to news outlets. Those texts were basically my attempts to set up an interview with the foreign head of state, and they leaked them to the New York Times in order to stop the interview, which they successfully did, by the way. And they admitted that they were spying. I mean, this is not a fantasy. It actually happened. They did it again 2 years later. My second attempt to get a Putin interview, I managed to get it anyway. And they've done it since. And so when you get a call from a reporter who knows the contents of your texts, it's pretty clear something's going on. None of this, in my judgment, as of right now, is a huge threat to me. So I'm not making this video to complain about it or whine or ask you to send me money because I'm under attack. I'm saying it because it's true, and you should know what your own government is doing, and you should know what the stakes are, and you should know that a lot of what happens in this country that affects outcomes happens behind the scenes. Some of it is legal, some of it is not, including what I'm describing now, but it has an effect. And the intel agencies, again, not everyone in the intel agencies, because there are decent, hardworking Americans who work in the intel agencies. They're Americans, just like there are decent, hardworking Americans who work at the DMV. But there are also people with agendas and grudges and no sense of restraint who are happy to misuse the power they have, granted them by our elaborate secrecy laws, to hurt fellow Americans for ideological reasons. That is entirely real. That's the story of Russiagate. And it's likely that things like that will begin to happen at greater scale now. So you should just know that going forward. Thanks.
This is the Trump administration. Try to wrap your mind about what you just heard. Tucker Carlson has the nerve to question our relationship with another country, Israel. He's completely opposed to the war with Iran, as I am, as a lot of people are. And our CIA is targeting him. That's the same CIA who had been working with Mossad and with Jeffrey Epstein for decades, trafficking little children, raping little children, torturing little children, maybe killing little children, maybe eating little children. God only knows what these people have up to. No charges against anyone in the Epstein files. Literally not even one person charged. CIA up to its eyeballs in this Epstein mess. Up to its eyeballs. And who did they target? One of the billionaire boys club rapists? No. Tucker Carlson. Because he had the nerve to criticize Israel and to criticize this insane war. The Democrats are not in charge of our government. The Republicans are, which means it's the uniparty. And shame on President Trump for allowing this to happen. Our CIA, try to wrap your mind around this. Instead of doing anything for all the rapists on Epstein Island and the Zorro Ranch and everywhere else, they're instead going after Tucker Carlson because he's saying, hey, wait a minute. We shouldn't be doing this. And by the way, where is Bibi Netanyahu?